You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Such a good song. Hey guys, we are back for Real Housewives of New York. We have the fireworks episode tonight, and I think it definitely sparked a lot of controversy. No pun intended.
Fireworks going off between every one of those ladies.
Oh yeah, it was a crazy night. I'm glad we got a lot more, from Kristen too, which is not coincidental that we're calling her in a few minutes. But we definitely got a lot more from Kristen. We did last week too, but I love hearing what she has to say. Anyway, I'm here. I'm Ashley Daniels. I'm with the beautiful
Stephanie McGraw, guys,
and Courtney Henderson.
And Lindsay Wagner.
And it actually was not planned that we're all wearing like a watermelon color. And
I'm out of a loop. I decided to switch it up last minute. So,
We're sorry to confuse you with all the brown hair and orange shirts, but hopefully you can figure us out. I have the obnoxious Boston accent if you're looking to find me.
And I've got the horrendous Australian accent.
Oh, I love her accent.
So got the Wisconsin hey dear, ho dear accent.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what, I just American.
You'll figure us out, right?
Right. Yeah.
You tell me what my accent is.
I love it. It's normal to me. It's cool. I love it. I love all of our accents.
I love accents. Yeah, I wish I had one.
You can take mine. Okay.
I'll try.
Yeah, well, we would love a New York accent. We can do that tonight. Maybe Kristen will have one for us. All right. So we're going to get Kristen on the phone. So we're excited about that. But in the meantime, while we're ringing her, I felt like there was so much that just stood out tonight that, like, we could take 5 hours to really recap this one episode. There was so much, and I love that. But what was the one thing, I think, that you guys, that stood out to you the most in the entire episode? Just curious. Just overall.
I liked seeing Kristen be more vocal, but I thought it was really interesting seeing the Ramona and Sonia split. We've seen them be besties for a long time. So there's a little crack there right now, and I'm interested to see where that's going to go.
Hey, guys. We have Kristen on the line here at AfterBuzz TV, live for the Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Hi, Kristen. This is Ashley Daniels. Thank you so much for talking to us tonight.
Hi.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, Chris, it's Stephanie McGraw here.
And Courtney Henderson.
And Lindsay Wagner, hello.
How are you all today?
We're
great.
Good.
How are you?
Good. It's late for me. It's 11 o'clock.
I know. We don't want to keep you up too long. We won't. We'll just be a few minutes. We appreciate you answering. We've been excited to talk to you for a while. We love you. You definitely... We got a lot more of you this week and last week, which was cool because we've been waiting to hear your opinions. So, what do you feel? Okay, so overall, we obviously have like so many questions, but overall, I'm just wondering, is this what you expected it to be now looking back on the season? We know no spoiler alerts, but was this everything that you wanted it to be and more? Or was there parts of this that you just didn't expect to happen?
I got to tell you, I went into this whole thing. I didn't think twice about it. I just I literally signed on 3 weeks before we started filming, so I had no time to prepare. I don't think you can prepare for this kind of thing. I just kind of went in. I am who I am. I said to Ramona the first time I met her. It's funny because I think this episode was so interesting. Have you guys seen it yet?
Yes, no. we just watched it.
Okay, awesome. So I think that I'm the booking thing wasn't my fight, and I'm not the kind of person to pick sides. And, I think we're all kind of over the book gate. And then this episode tonight, I kind of start to show who I am a little bit. It's so funny in Ramona's interview. She says, who are you? Who is this natural. And I was, yeah. I was screaming at the TV, I'm Kristen Chapman.
I was wondering what your response was when you watched that. I must have been.
Oh my God. It's like, oh, you're just sitting there and you're such a pretty face. And it's, or, you know, you're more than just a pretty face or whatever. Like, who is this girl that's finally, you know, voicing her opinion? Mm-hmm, and I'm like, give me something to voice my opinion on and I'm going to do it. But the Bookgate thing, I just, everybody's like, you got to take a side. But you just meet these women for the first time. There's seven of us total. And how can you take a side? It's like, she said, it wasn't my deal. I just met both of those women equally. I mean, we all know that I'm much better friends and closer to Carol, but in all fairness to Aviva, I wasn't just going to pick a side. Mm-hmm, yeah. And after tonight, my God. I mean,
but Kristen, even for your position,
I could go. Oh. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, for what you did by not taking a side in the Bookgate issue, you gained so much respect. I mean, all mm-hmm. of us girls have been sitting here from the very start of the first, and we really do respect it because you had no input. As you said, why bother getting involved
in it?
Yeah,
was it your fight? You didn't need to. I think that was the smartest decision you could have made.
It really showed, too, that you weren't willing to just go there for the cameras. You are going to stay true to your beliefs, mm-hmm. And we honestly, if you watch our videos these past few weeks, we've been saying that about you, like Stephanie said, since day one, and it really shows your true character, and that's it says a lot about you. You don't take Amanda who on the other, you know,
oh,
on the, we'll say whatever she has to say.
By all means, any feedback that you have on her, do let us know.
Oh my God. And I have to say too, going into that whole play date situation with Aviva tonight, you know, it was just weighing heavy on me, the whole Bookgate thing, and I just went in there. You know, I'm not the kind of person to sugarcoat it. I mean, they took out the part where we walked in. She said, you know, you greet and you say, hey, how are you? You know, and everybody always, oh, good, how are you? And it was like right away when we walked into that play date, she said, how you doing? I'm like, not so good. You know, I want to talk to you about some stuff because it was just weighing heavy on me. It's all I've been hearing about. And I went into that play date just thinking, you know what? I have to get this off my chest. You know, I don't want to take sides. And then she went into that whole tangent. And I said to her, and this is something that I know is going to come up in the reunion, but I said to her when we walked into that play date, I said, Aviva, I want to talk to you. I think it's best if those women from the store take the kids to the other table. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, no, I can't have my kids go to another table. I'm not going to do that. And I was like, okay, that's strange. And then we just had to, you know, start. So I was like, all right, so here we go. I'm going to start talking about stuff. And I tried to keep it calm. And then she flipped her lid. And then finally she's like, okay, now that I've sworn in front of all of these children, I guess maybe they should go to the other table. And I'm like, yeah, you think?
Was it not very hypocritical though when she drops the F-bomb previously when she's telling you to, you know, quiet down, there's children around, and then just boom, throws it at you?
I think it just goes to show that she's just, I think that she has like verbal diarrhea sometimes. She doesn't, she doesn't think before she speaks, because she definitely regretted what she said to you immediately. Mm-hmm. It's just, she doesn't think before she speaks. But when she does, she's not all that bad. I mean, when she actually sits and thinks about what she's going to say, but just the reason that people do think that she's crazy on the show is because she doesn't think before she speaks, and it's...
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know. I think she's just got some issues that she needs to work out, to be totally honest with you. But that's just between you girls and me, right?
Yeah, that's just absolutely. Girls' night. Don't worry.
Did you feel just completely defeated after that conversation because you were trying to stay neutral?
I don't know what I was thinking. I think it was my first big, conflict and, you know, argument on the show. So I think I wasn't shaking because I was scared afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was just shaking because it was like I was just revved up. Like, what just happened?
Right. You know,
I think when you're in it, you're so in it that you don't really remember the whole conversation.
So yes.
Like, seeing it playing back was kind of nuts. And then the whole squeeze toy with Ramona with her eyes. I gotta tell you.
Right.
If we were all at dinner if anybody else or anybody, I mean, I think it's funny. If yes, it's bad, I made fun of her. But I got to tell you, I don't know anybody in this whole world that would pick up that thing with somebody who knew Ramona and not do the same thing. And trust me, I'm sure it's going to come around and there'll be something else. There's tons of people are going to make fun of me. But you know what? I'm true to me, and that's something that I would do. I have to say, you shoot one of these shows and you really forget the cameras are there. And you're
you
see
do,
that
yeah.
With me.
I did hear that. Alexis told us that. Alexis Bellino from Real Housewives of Orange County, she told us that she would forget the cameras were even there at times because they do keep their distance.
Yeah.
I think even Carlton may have said that too. But so, and I do wonder that, like, it, but you're saying that too. I guess it really can't, mm-hmm. you really
yeah. forget about it.
I mean, yeah. I can't imagine that because I've never had that done, but I guess you're saying you really, even like when you're home, cause I know, like, obviously you live in like, you obviously a very nice apartment, but you live in an apartment, correct?
Or yeah, like no, yeah, and it's not huge. Yeah. So no, you kind of just do. And I think like the camera crews kind of ends up being your friends.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. It's just, yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, it definitely happens, especially in the bigger, you know, at bigger scenes with parties and all of that, you definitely see.
Oh, sure.
But I guess that's what they want. You know?
Yeah, right.
Kristen, how is Josh and the kids and stuff taken to you, you know, the whole filming process?
Well, you know, it was almost a year ago. So, yeah, no, it was, they were fine with it. My daughter was so little, so she, you know, obviously, she didn't even film that much just because, a lot of the stuff ended up being in the evenings or during nap time, so she was in bed a lot. You know, like, you'll notice at the clam bake, she wasn't there because it's just too difficult to take a baby. You know, she wasn't walking at the time, so it was just, it wasn't going to be as easy to have her there. And then it's just sort of harder to, you know how you have a baby and it's hard to have conversations with people and stuff. So she didn't actually film that much. And my son had a ball. He loved it. It's kind of scary. I had a modeling job a week ago and I dropped him off at school and I was going to the studio and I was like, all right, Mama's not going to pick you up today. I'm on my way to work. You know, Jem, my sitter's going to pick you up. And he was like, oh, are you going to work with the camera guys? When are we
He's a little ham. That's so cute.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. I have a random question for you. This actually has nothing to do with the Housewives, but I know you are a diehard Elvis Presley fan. So this is random. Yeah. No one else has seen this movie that I've asked you. You must have seen Elvis and Me, right? At some point.
Okay, I don't even know if I have. Who
what?
Is in that one?
You? Okay, so if you haven't seen it, then I literally have seen this by myself. Okay, this is, it's like
okay,
a movie.
Wait, but who starred in it?
I don't even know. It's like one of those like old movies that was made for TV like in the 80s, and it's just about him and Priscilla, and I had to ask you that because I figured if you saw it, then now I know I'm not crazy. I didn't make this up in my head. This movie does exist.
Yeah. So I am going to Google it right
You have to
now
Google it. It's really good though. It's about him and Priscilla when they first met and how it's, I love it because I love Elvis as well. So I just wanted to let you know.
I just have to see the main actor because I'll know it when I see him.
Yeah,
you know?
Google it.
I mean, somebody else asked me that just recently. It's kind of hard to keep track of.
Oh, really? Okay. So it does exist.
Especially when they're like the TV ones, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the best movie, but I loved it. Anything
oh, that was her book, which was amazing. Priscilla's book. Read the book. It's amazing. I don't think I saw the movie.
You should see it.
You know what the problem is when you're such a big fan? It's like sometimes, you know, it depends on who they cast. Because it's really kind of hard to see if it's not amazing. Mm-hmm.
Sure,
for sure.
Right?
Well,
yeah,
it's fun.
A little fat.
It's funny you say that because I was just going to ask you if you ever made your husband meet Elvis for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Given that's
the ultimate casting.
Well, that's your favorite day, too.
He has, of course.
Have you been Priscilla? Have you ever been Priscilla?
You
got the eyes.
Like
you could do it.
I call myself. I kind of done like a couple renditions of her. I did like a blonde Priscilla situation.
Ooh, I love it.
For my 30th birthday, because I'm kind of big on the, I like to say blondes have more fun, so I'm big on my blonde. But yeah. I've gotten the Priscilla wig a couple of times for Halloween, but I haven't actually done like full her, you know?
Okay.
I've been Elvis. I've actually dressed up as Elvis.
Have you really? Oh my gosh. You should tweet a picture of that. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I do it for the show.
Okay. So we have something to look forward to.
Yes.
I have to ask you, so going into the argument with Ramona, that was kind of shocking for all of us as we were watching. I mean, how did that, did you expect her to be like that to you, just being so new to the show? I felt like coming at you like that. How did that make you feel?
The one at her 4th of July party at her house.
Right? Yeah.
So this is what goes down, right? So you walk, I was at her house during the day that day, but we didn't go inside. So I'm in her house. It's beautiful. It's a gorgeous night. It's a beautiful party. She literally pulls me by the arm, drags me over to the pool. I didn't even get a glass of wine yet. And I'm thinking, oh my God, like what's going on? You know, because she's like not for nothing. She's a little intimidating, you know.
Yes.
Even though you tower over her, that was a great
comparison. I know. You do. You tower over her
because it's just Ramona. So I don't know. So you know, I had no idea what she was going in for, but I was like kind of shaking in my boots a little. And she, she just kind of like started at it. But then I guess I kind of didn't even realize it, but watching it, I really just literally took a step back and I was like, okay, like, hello, like, I'm not the crazy one here. I mean, I think it was messed up mm-hmm. that she RSVP'd that she was coming and she didn't. Who cares if she didn't show up? That wasn't the issue. The issue was it was an intimate party and Heather literally didn't invite other people because she mm-hmm. was at capacity. I mean, we saw it was a beautiful, you know, outdoor space. She couldn't have a ton of people. So, It was just lame on her part, you know?
Yes.
Like, we really had no idea. Nobody knew that she wasn't coming. I mean, just right. Luann. It literally went mm-hmm. down like that. It's not like they right. planned that. So right. we were literally, the party was an hour in, and we're like, wait a minute. We're missing somebody. Who? Ramona. Sonia.
Who's more difficult to have a conversation with, Aviva or Ramona?
Aviva.
Ah, yeah. Why?
That's interesting.
I don't know. Like, you just never know what you're going to get.
Right.
I
okay.
mean, you know, one minute you're thinking you're best friends, and the next minute she's telling you to shut the F up. I mean, it's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of shocking.
Kristen, can you reveal anything more on that day at Romana's at her party? We were, all of us girls were kind of questioning when we were watching the episode. Her behavior just seemed, I mean, it was a bit chaotic in particular, but then she seemed really, when she had that fight with Sonia and then became very apologetic and was really docile, it was really interesting. Can you, like, did you notice anything particularly unusual about her behavior or her mood that day?
No, I didn't. I mean, obviously, you know, maybe there was something else going on, but, we obviously didn't know anything about that.
Right.
But, you know, looking at it now, you think maybe there was other stuff going on behind the scenes, and that's why she was so upset. But, I mean, you would never, I mean, there was never any sign of any of that.
Right,
so,
right.
But, yeah, no, I think Sonia and Ramona have been butting heads for years, and I think that it's kind of just coming to a head this season. And I think that they have their differences, but I don't think Ramona wants to fight with her. I think that she, you know... I don't think she wants to go there. I think there's certain friendships where she just doesn't want to, you know, hurt that friendship.
Right.
And I also think that deep down inside, they do really love each other. And Ramona knows that despite everything, their conflict and all their issues, she knows that Sonia really needs her. You know, Sonia's obviously going through some stuff and she doesn't really get that deep into it. But we all know about her financial issues.
Of course. No, Sonia called Sonia a few weeks ago, and she did say, no matter what, they're like sisters, and they'll always be close, and they get over everything very quickly. And that's a good bond to have with somebody. It seems like you kind of have that with Carol and Heather in a way. Like, you guys can kind of just say whatever you want to say to one another, and you don't get afraid that, you know, you're going to harm the friendship, you know, dramatically. It will all bounce back.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
So, how did you met Brandy at a party? Was that what happened? Brandy?
No. So, Brandy and I know each other for a million years. I mean, I was at her wedding. I met her right before, I met her right after she got engaged to Eddie a million years ago. And then, you know, the invites had already gone out and we just met. So I was our mutual friend's date to the wedding. We both went together. And then Brandy was in my wedding. So we go way back.
Gosh.
She's one of my bridesmaids. Yeah.
Wow. I give you a lot of credit for going on the show, seeing what your best friend has gone through. Cause obviously, I mean, it's not been easy for her. So, you have a lot, you know, you have a lot of courage to go on the show after seeing that. But I think did you learn anything did you watch her and learn anything and say to yourself, okay, this is what I'm not going to do? Or did she give you any tips ahead of time? Because you're very well liked. I mean, you have a really good following right now. And so,
that's nice. I'm happy to hear
that. But, you know, Brandy obviously is controversial. I mean, we like that she's actually, you know, she is who she is and she's honest about it. But you didn't take that same route, as we can see. So, did you learn from that?
We're not the same person, you know? So, you know, everybody always says that, you know, what advice did Brandy give you? And I'm not really big on advice. You know, Heather tried to give me a lot of advice as well. And I don't really take it. I really just went into this whole thing being who I am. I there's no smoke and mirrors. It's really just me. And I kind of like take it or leave it. I kind of just was like, all right, I'm going to roll the dice and this is where we're going to go with it. And yeah, so there wasn't really any advice. And I think it's different. I think that, you know, Beverly Hills is so different to New York. And there wasn't really any advice to get. And, you know, even if somebody was to give you advice, you know, do this, don't do that, mm-hmm. don't drink so much, don't, you know, I don't know, don't swear, don't lose your temper, don't argue with your husband. It's like that all goes out the window. It just does. You can't keep that up for 4 months. I mean, that's the thing, you know, right? I mean, I can't imagine if anybody's trying to be somebody they're not. Mm-hmm. How on earth are you going to keep that up for 4 months, 5 days a week?
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
Good
no.
luck with that.
No.
That's a tall order.
You have a good head on your shoulders.
I'm an actress.
Would you say, would you say that, you know, with you getting to just be yourself and kind of going by your own beat, that editing allows us to see that, you know, who you really are, or does editing sort of skew that?
No, I don't think it skews it at all. I feel like a lot of people say that. They blame it on editing, this and that. I mean, I think the only thing you can blame on editing is, like, not this episode, the one before, where it was so sexual. Remember how it was?
Yeah. We didn't know if we could mention that or not to you, but yeah.
I mean, the number of times you know, they kept on hamming on the blowies.
Blowies! It's my new favorite word. Thank you.
It's just...
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I was like, that whole episode, I was like, oh, God, because you know how I feel about that situation anyway. I was like, to hear it over and over and over. But yeah, you know, it's like, so I think that, you know, if we're at a party for 3 hours and, you know, that's the only conversation that they got out of it, I guess that means that none of the other conversation was worth
right.
showing. So right. there you go. Right. I mean, I think that's what editing has. But, you know, people always say that, oh, it's the way it was edited. It's like, it still came out of your mouth and you
right.
still did
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So
well,
you know,
speaking of editing, what do you feel about your tagline? Do you love it?
I think it's funny.
I think it is funny.
I go back to that day and I still can't think of another tagline. I think it suits me. It's hilarious. I think that the more you get to know me, the more it matches my personality. It's funny. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm not the dullest either. I mean, I just turned 37.
You look amazing.
What?
That's crazy.
Ago, oh my goodness.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Yesterday.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just, you know, it's like I'm 37 and I'm still modeling. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't go to school. It's like, it's a joke between my husband and I that I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty.
You got to do it, though. Do it the way you do it. I mean, for us, please.
Oh, my God. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty.
Thank you.
Yay.
I love it. We do want to ask you, but I wanted to ask you quickly, though, about eBoost. If you could just tell us a little bit about eBoost, because we hear about it on the show, obviously, but just for fans and viewers to get a little more from you on that.
Yeah, so eBoost is my husband's company. It's Energy Immunity Wellness. It's an energy supplement. So I stopped drinking coffee, believe it or not, 6 years ago.
Wow.
I haven't had a cup of coffee in a very long time. So I have my eBoost after breakfast, and then depending on my day, I'll have one after lunch, or if I'm, you know, going out that night or have something going on, I'll have one later in the day. And it's great. It's the caffeine, it's all natural. The caffeine is from green tea. Mm-hmm. So it's great. You put it in your water, and he's got the new shots now that are you know, that you just drink them quick and great
so
flavors.
You're telling me that I don't have to drink coffee. I don't have to go and make coffee anymore. I could actually replace it with this.
Yes,
that's
and
really
it's
cool.
Natural too.
That's awesome.
Great.
Oh, wow.
With green tea.
I'm gonna try that.
Jittery and I know it's really really great. Honestly, I say an eBoost a day keeps the doctor away.
No, like we're on
we
the go
need
all
some
the time.
At the AfterBuzz
we need some because we're on the go all day. We're exhausted. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we would love to have you on if you're ever in LA. I know you used to live in California. Do you come out here often?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah, my in-laws live in Calabasas. So
oh no way! Okay.
That's close to us.
Yeah, let's plan a clam bake.
I would. Well, we would like love to have you if you wanted to, you know, host with us one night.
Oh my God, I would love it. That'd be so fun.
That's so cool. Okay, so yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch with your publicist and we'll figure out, you know, when you're here. We'd love to set that up. That's awesome.
Perfect. Cool.
Did you guys have anything else you wanted to ask?
I just want to briefly just tell you, especially since we see in the last episode and then tonight, I love the way that you do get to share your opinion and be yourself and be direct, but you're not rude.
Yeah.
And I think that that's such a skill
yes.
that people don't appreciate Because, you know, we see so many housewives in the entire franchise, especially, you know, in tonight's episode with Ramona, where, you know, they're saying the same things that you're saying. They're saying how they truly feel, but they're not saying in a way that comes across as tactful or graceful. And I love that about you. You were a fast favorite for me, for all of us. And so to see you actually sharing your opinion and to do it in a way that we can still love you, I just thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. Really cool. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely. You and you're intelligent, obviously. So yeah. you come across that way.
You are sharper than you think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we should change your tagline.
It's going to be a disclaimer for me. So, you know, it's like if and when there's the next season and I do something really dumb, I'll just like kind of look at Carol and go, well, you know, I'm not the sharpest tool.
It's not my fault.
You're likable, though.
Well,
you're
we think you haven't given yourself likeable. Enough credit. So.
Well, let me tell you, we look forward to having you here. And we thank you so much for talking to us tonight. I know it's late for you. And tell Josh we said hello. Yeah. And we're all going to try e-boost.
Hi to the baby. Your son. Tell your son. Cash. I love it.
Yeah, tell
and, tell Maria that I'm a big fan of hers and I love her show.
Oh, well, definitely tell. Yeah, Chasing Maria. Have you watched it on Oxygen? You should watch it.
Oh, my God. I have it recorded. I love it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yay. That's awesome. So, well, definitely tell her that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great night. Thanks, Kristen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's so cool.
Oh,
so she watched She's Chasing Maria. That's so cool. I love that.
We have something
everybody watches it. That's true.
Everyone should be watching it.
Everybody should be watching it.
Pool party tonight, guys.
Yeah. I thought you said poo party. I was like,
pool party. No.
Poo party.
The pool party.
Pool party. Can watch it. Yeah.
She's honestly, though, and I know a lot of the housewives are, obviously, they're all really fun to talk to, but you could just tell she's really like, you would want to hang out with
her.
She's
the same person. Yeah.
She's normal. She's normal. Hope this, you know, I don't want this to get to her. I want her to be the way she is.
Like gushing. I was just like, I just love
you. Yeah. Yeah, she's really cool. I like her a lot.
And as she said, I like the fact that she said, you know, she's friends with the other ladies and they all naturally gave her advice. I mean, you look at Brandy and then she's like, no, I didn't take it actually.
Yeah. She doesn't need to.
It was the exact comments we were saying about the book thing. We're like, she's not getting involved and we love that. She's not like from Beverly Hills Wives, Joycey.
Yep.
She's new. I've got to find something for me to get involved. She's like, no, I'm just going to sit back because I don't need to.
I think
that was real.
I think she'll that's going to keep her next season. Exactly. And I think she's going to be around for seasons to come because of that.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Respect.
Right. She doesn't need this. You know, like this is something that it's great for her, but she's not going to sacrifice her character or her, you know, who she is for this. She's got a lot going for her. Mm. But that was really cool. I'm glad to hear, though, she definitely had a lot to say about that. And it really, it was really shocking to watch her with Aviva. So, you know, going back when they were out at the play date with the kids. I mean, that was, it just showed that Aviva definitely, says things before she thinks, I think, because it really, how can you say shut the F up in front of kids 2 seconds after you said that? It's just hostile. I just can't understand another reason.
Well, I'd agree with Kristen where she said, I think you've got a bit of a temper. Mm-hmm. That's what people have acknowledged. She's like, I don't have a temper. No, she does. She has this short little burst of anger, as you said, and she doesn't think. And then it's like, oh. Well,
and then she doesn't want to discuss it. She wants it to be done.
Like, look, that was bad of me. Okay, let's not discuss it.
And I love Kristen.
Cut chapter.
I love her, you know, because she told us we don't see it on the show, but that at the beginning, you know, she's like, oh, hi, how are you? You know, of course, you do that with anybody that you're meeting up with. You know, and Kristen's like, not so good. Like, there's actually something weighing on me I want to talk to you about. You know, and so to see that we had to wait to get the kiddies to the other table because Aviva, it's like, was she doing that because she thought maybe Kristen wouldn't bring it up if the kids were there.
She's using the kids as ammunition.
Yeah. But I appreciate Kristen saying, let's have the kids go to another table because I feel like that is taking the high road. You don't, the kids don't need to be around to hear about stuff.
Yeah. Right.
But because Aviva wasn't going to allow that to happen, this was the point of you getting together as to have this
and
conversation.
Don't tell me what my kids can hear because my kids, maybe your kids can say it, but like, you know, my kids cannot. Like, and it's just, you know, you can't just make a choice for someone else's kids. Like, that's not.
Of course. And Aviva did by swearing in front of them with them sitting at the table. And I feel like Kristen didn't want to say anything. I mean, I feel like Kristen said exactly the same thing she wanted to say in the exact same tone that she would have said it.
Right.
I don't think that she would have been, especially now that we've talked to her, any bigger or meaner or more intimidating or, you know, whatever with Aviva if the kids hadn't been there from the beginning.
Right.
I don't think that changed. You know, it was just like, unfortunately, like, I honestly, it was probably more Kristen thinking, okay, I know what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it gracefully and tactfully, but I don't know what's going to come back, because it's a loose cannon, and so I don't want the kids sitting here, because I don't want my kids to deal with this, and I don't want Aviva's kids to see her like this, because we don't know what we're going to get.
Right.
Aviva really gets into that picky thing. You remember last week with Heather? Where she just keeps on throwing. Again, it was pick a side.
Yeah.
Don't get involved then.
I know.
Either
she does.
You pick it, you're either in or you're out. You're in. It's like, dude, just, you know, she's not going to make a decision. Would you stop hamping on about it? Like, whoa.
I do want to know what you guys think. If you want to log on to our iTunes and comment and rate us and let us know what you think of, you know, everything tonight. But really, what did you think of that scene with Aviva and Kristen? Because this is, like we said, it's really Kristen's first time getting into anything and dramatic.
Being
and
vocal.
How do you think that she handled herself? And do you feel that Aviva should have said that or shouldn't have? I'm sure we're going to see a lot of comments that disagree with it. But there are always those few that have a reason for why she should have done that. And I do love to read your comments. We all love to read your comments. So please let us know. I do have to say, though, watching Aviva tonight, because I 2 weeks ago, you know, when she was, we saw another side of her, obviously, and I do believe that she has a good heart. I do. I think that there's something about her that if there's a certain way that you need to communicate with her, and if you can do this, you can get through to her. And I saw, you could see Heather, who obviously did not get along with Aviva at all, was able to accomplish this. And she was able to do it by, it's kind of like reassuring Aviva over and over, like, I come in peace. I'm not looking for a problem. Like, I understand where you're coming from. I understand your side too. I'm not here to attack. If you kind of give her that and you just give it to her, then she, if she knows you're not going to attack her, it's almost like she changes her way a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at her with Ramona now, because she knows Ramona. She's the first, she's gung-ho. Like, let me just go take care of Ramona and let me stick up for Ramona in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knows Ramona is seeing another side to her, seeing the good side to her. Same thing with Heather. So I think there's a way to get through to her. And once you do that, you'll be okay. But it's difficult.
I feel like it's really, really hard, though, for people to deal with somebody with kid gloves. That's what I like to say.
Right.
You know, like, I don't feel like I should have to temper what I'm saying or, like, walk on eggshells around you because, God forbid, I say the wrong thing to you and you blow up because I didn't talk to you, like...
Yeah.
I just feel like you shouldn't have to do that with people. People should be...
You shouldn't have to. Right. You shouldn't have to.
I don't talk enough. Offensively, but you're going to get offended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... You should be able... If you're not the kind of person that says offensive things all the time, then you should be able to sort of not censor yourself. But if you're... But to have to censor...
Everything
what isn't
saying.
Offensive because they might take it offensively. Yeah.
Right. It's never going to be an easy friendship with somebody like that. If this is, I'm not saying this is 100% the reason that, I'm just saying I think that it seems like you are able to get through to her and you're able to get on her good side when you do, as Lindsay says, handle with kid gloves in a way. Because you're seeing Heather now sitting there on a blanket, and Aviva's not feeling attacked at all. I mean, and this is Carol's best friend. And, you know, and you can see Heather's is definitely talking slower and, you know, and really trying to
calm.
Right.
She doesn't want names. She doesn't want accusations. She wants to talk about feelings, not facts.
Right. And it's hard to have a friendship with someone like that. I've had a friend like that, and I'm going to get personal, but I'm saying it's not easy, especially because I'm very opinionated. And it's not easy. I am, and it's not easy because you will, at some point, you will say the wrong thing. Look at Sonia and Ramona tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona blurted out a bunch of junk.
Yeah,
I mean, she didn't mean it, but she took it back, but.
What did you guys think, though, but talking about Heather, though, coming into that, on this episode in particular, it was really emotional with her, and we got the inside with Jax and finding about the hearing. Do you think that opened up and allowed mothers out there around who are watching that may have a son as well to be able to relate to that is going through hearing issues?
I know hearing issues are not easy at all. My mother's 100% deaf in her left ear. She's always been. And so it's always going to be a struggle for her. And I can see, you know, sometimes you think, oh, if you have hearing in one ear, it's totally okay. It's like,
it's different.
So hard. Everything in your life is like double as challenging as it would be. So with that said, being a child and having that situation, you know, he is so lucky that he has such amazing parents.
Oh, he's just had so much though, with his liver, with his allergies, with his lung.
I mean, but he's so loved.
Oh, poor kid.
I know, but thank God that he is so loved and he has such an amazing support system. That's all. Obviously, it doesn't make it any easier, but it's thank God at the end of the day, like these people, they have the best of everything, the best doctors. Mm-hmm. He will be okay. I do feel he will be okay.
Like Heather said, she goes, it could be so much worse. There are so many, I mean, what he has to deal with the lungs and with the ear, that not that that's a big deal because it is a very serious issue. But she even admitted, it could be so much worse. So the fact that they're looking at it like that, they're looking to, you know, get this surgery done. Do we know? We'll have to find out and follow her on Twitter and something to find out what happened with the surgery.
Yeah,
and
hopefully, almost a year ago.
Yeah, so hopefully we can find out if there was any sort of relief or improvement from it. And hopefully there's at least a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel.
It was a big flip between episodes, wasn't it? I mean, last week we were talking about with her getting, you know, she was in all the controversial talking with the ladies. And this week we just saw a raw, genuine, you know, breaking down. And, I mean, that's really personal to show the cameras, your son and going through, you know, I take my hat off to her. Well done for opening up and showing everyone.
For me, was I really opened up a spot in my heart and have a soft spot for Heather that was not there before. I never hated her, but I definitely, from seeing how much she went on at kind of the attack, you know, in defense of Carol, it was just kind of like, you're not making it easy to like you, you know, for me. And this episode and seeing her in that motherly role and seeing what she would do, you know, for Jax, was just, and to see the struggle and the attitude that she had about it was just like, oh my gosh, she has a heart and she's just like the rest of us. You know, we're all dealing with things that are unexpected that we don't necessarily share with everyone, you know, the good and the bad. And so to see both sides for her, it really just kind of made me go, oh my gosh, you know, you can't just judge somebody on one day's work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you never know what's on the other side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
no, absolutely. I it was very sad to see that situation, but at the same time, I think there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel.
I mean, and to see her, you know, kind of a little bit confiding with Carol about, you know, I just want to fix this one thing. And, you know, and it really put it in perspective, you know, because Carol's still kind of going on about her book and the whole thing with Aviva and like kind of trying to like not talk about it, but talk about, you know, like, it's like, I don't like that boy, but I'm going to bring him up 100 times.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Well, yeah, you like him. It's like, okay, you're not over it. You still want to talk about it because you're bringing up Bookgate every other second.
Right.
And it's like, Heather just wants to talk about a much more serious, real thing, her son's health.
Right. Well, going into another portion of the episode, I'm wondering what you guys thought of the tennis scene. I obviously was with Mario and Luann, who we saw today, Ramona, and Jacques.
Luann's man?
Ex-man. Well, yeah, but I mean, he's man at the time.
Man friend.
Same way that's her husband, Mario, at the time.
So I have to say, it did remind me, and anybody who watched Real Housewives for a long time, you know, the scene with
Jill.
With Jill Zarin, and she brought the tennis, professional tennis player in, and Ramona and her had the...
It gave me
fond memories. But seeing them on the tennis court again was very fun. And then also, Kristen was playing bocce.
Because she didn't have the right tennis
shoes or track shoes.
But God, I couldn't stop looking at her. She looked amazing with that little outfit on, with that stomach. I'm like, you had kids? Come on. It's not normal. That's not fair. But what did you think of that? I mean, it was good to see Ramona in, you know, in good spirits. She was in definitely better spirits than she was at her party. But
that's where the drama started.
She went straight up.
Well, no, I mean, she was happy. Yeah. I mean, regardless of that, I'm saying her demeanor was different than her demeanor at the party. She was straight. She was, you know.
I thought she had that same. I thought the demeanor was the
snarkiness right from the beginning, right there with the tennis shoes.
Bam. You think so?
Yeah.
I do, yeah. You're on your own, babe. Yeah.
No, I mean, not the snarkiness. I'm talking she was more, I don't know if it's because she was drinking, but she was a little more like,
She was present at the bocce, and at least
she was herself. That's how she always is. She was very like Ramona, very like snappy and just very like,
I agree with that.
But I felt like she was going back and forth at her party and very like not sure what she was saying or like going back on what she was thinking and then saying something and then taking it back. And like, it wasn't really her. It seemed like she was totally out of it. And Ramona was being Ramona at the tennis thing. There's nothing different about that.
I agree with that.
Yes, she was you know, SHIT stirring, but at the same time.
Something seemed off at the party.
Right, totally off.
Kristen doesn't say, you know, said she didn't see anything or notice anything, but maybe she got one of the more on moments. I mean, it looked like it from the episode.
It looked like at the start of the party when she was throwing out, to be honest, shaded at all the other women, you know, even Luann and everything that was going on. I thought that was her. Normally, it was towards when then she just was like so
apologetic.
Whoa, Sonia, like it was like it suddenly hit her. Whoa, what have I actually just done? My best friend has now stood up and been like, I'm leaving. And it, like, someone has finally got something really meant to her. And I don't know, maybe we just haven't seen that too often, the side of her. Where she's almost speechless.
I don't even get fazed when I see her do things that are very, like, you know, just controversial, because that's just who she is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was just a different, she just seemed a little down at
that
party.
Do you think that that's because of the comment Mario made?
That comment was very
strange.
Because
that would have cut me right there.
Best cheaters are the ones that get away with it.
I mean, you saw her, they camera pans over straight to her.
I know.
And I mean, if she already knows it's happening and going on, that comment right there, I mean, I can just, that would ruin my day. I probably would have left.
At the Hamptons, too.
Yeah. I couldn't have.
I would just have to chug a bunch of tequila, and then I would just have to go on my day, because you have to completely act like nothing's wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's really sad. It's really horrible for
her. I mean, and for him to say that, but I almost wonder if maybe producers or somebody had to have known something going on.
Section.
Only because.
Sure. They do zoom in on her.
Yeah, because they knew to get the reaction. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if they didn't know that it was going on, and, you know, the whole thing that has later unfolded in life, I just feel like they wouldn't have known. They would have wished they got that shot, but they wouldn't have.
My question but there's been rumors.
If the producers knew, how could Sony not know? And I know Sony didn't know, because Sony would never make the comment, you don't know what it's like to be divorced and be a single mom. If she knew things were going on, she would never say that.
That's
so
true.
There were some pretty strong comments, weren't they? Saying that you wouldn't survive one day in my life.
Right. And she has no friend would ever say that to somebody if they knew that there was stuff going on in their relationship. Mm-hmm. So it was very strange to see that they did zoom in. Maybe this was editing done later and they had, like, different shots done and they were able to do that. I don't know. Or maybe this person just is one of the camera people that is around her all the time. Mm-hmm. And like Kristen said, they become your friends. Maybe he saw something. I don't know.
And like we said, there's been rumors in past seasons about it, so they had to maybe kind of wonder if something was going
on.
And when those comments, those very, very serious comments are made, they're going to get reaction from any housewife or husband, you know.
Right. But Mario's already had things about him in the past, so like you said.
Which makes more sense, because the conversation that they were talking about when they were talking about cheating had nothing to do with relationships.
No.
Which is why it was one of those where the reaction was so interesting, because it was one of those where if somebody didn't have a sense of what was going on, they're not talking, you know, that's not what they're talking
about. They're talking about sport.
Yeah, but they're getting the reaction. They're getting the reaction as though he's talking about cheating in relationships. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I took it as that way. Yeah. I knew they were talking about the sport, but
this was years of, I mean, Jill used to say it. People used to say it all the time. Oh, well, Mario has these rumors about Mario. This was years ago. So I think that whoever was taping at that moment knew that these rumors used to exist, and maybe that's what it was. Maybe they had no idea of the current situation.
Yeah, that was unfolding. We did predictions on the first episode of this, guys, and we did say to everyone, you know, let's just watch. Just keep a careful eye on what, because we all now know what's going on and what went on. And maybe that does explain some of her behavior, what we see. And it's got to be tough.
Yeah, she seems very sad.
You know, going through.
I want to know. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was just so disappointed. Yeah, with Ramona's comments about Sonia's cabaret-esque, you know, and saying that it was raunchy and just all these hurtful things to Sonia. That's a friend doesn't do that.
No.
Not in that way. I mean, and she didn't even see it.
Well, Sonia's,
so you can't say that.
She's very good at taking situations that are negative and brushing them off and acting as if nothing's wrong. And that hurt her so much. She's just because people don't show reaction doesn't mean they're not hurt. She was more hurt than anybody in this entire episode, I believe, that was, you know, affected by anything anybody else said.
What else do you think Romana's opinion or her comment that she does tend to spread herself sometimes too thin, in particular with the finance stuff, has any merit? I mean, she was saying that she's a comedian, that she's doing this shirt company, she's done that.
She wasn't saying that she's a comedian like Dane Cook is a comedian or Jim Gaffigan. She's saying that she takes time to be funny and, like you're saying, like brush things off. You know, that's the way I took it. It was more just, you know, I'm a comedian. I like to laugh. I like to have fun. I like to make other people laugh. it wasn't a monetary financial thing. And I do think as a friend that, yes, Ramona can say or should say, you know, honey, I think you should slow down. Right. I think that you're spreading yourself too thin.
I think she can say that
but
too.
But that wasn't the way she said it.
No. No.
And if there's alcohol involved, obviously that changes the way you respond. But I do agree with you, Steph, in saying that there are times where maybe she gets involved in so many different things that you really can only work on maybe one or two at a time. You can't be working on the toaster oven, you know, the cabrilesque, the t-shirt, and then the catering. That's so many things all at one time. And you are
and
just
she
one
says,
woman.
Being a single mom and running, you know, having a townhouse in New York. And
she's got...
There's a lot that she's doing. So, yeah.
But Ramona completely approached it the wrong way. Yeah. Tone, everything about...
Yeah,
and
I totally agree.
Just about as quickly as Aviva was apologetic for the swearing in front of the kids, Ramona turned right back around. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that it was that quickly.
And genuine.
And that, yeah. That,
yeah, I mean, they even did a nose rub.
I know. Well, I think that was forced on Sonia. I feel like she wanted nothing to do with that. But then we see at the beach that Sonia wants nothing to do with Ramona. Mm-hmm. She's pissed.
Yeah, and for
see,
her.
Sonia is, she's perfected, I know I've said this before, she's perfected that way, that that ability to, you know, be upset about something, but never give that anger, that negativity about it. Like, she's able to be, like, she's able to say, I'm so angry at what you did, and I don't want to talk about it, and, you know, you really pissed me off. And but she has this way about her that, like, you don't ever feel fear, like, oh, my gosh, she's never going to talk to me again, because she's just so light and carefree. And even if she's saying something serious, it comes off very fun and whatever. But at that moment, you know, silence sometimes it speaks louder than words,
and especially from Sonia.
Yes, and not even looking at Ramona was enough for Ramona to know that this was serious. Whatever she did was stupid and serious, and
which was good.
And you know, yeah, and I do
the
believe
ladies really do have their individual styles of dealing with confrontation, don't they?
Yes, and I think Sonia also likes to take the high route. She likes to always look like, at the end of the day, nothing's going to affect her. And by being silent, she doesn't have to talk about that again, because it really was hurtful for her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and going through what she's in the process of, you kind of have to be able to put on a strong face, even when you're not. And so some of that, I think, is just very Sonia. And some of that, I think, is survivor.
Yes.
You know, just having to survive and having to be stronger than you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in some instances, it's like, oh, well, if I can be strong like this and it doesn't hurt as much, you know, maybe that's evolved and she's kind of adapted that way of handling things and coping because she's had to, and now she can sort of use it as a skill versus a survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. She's taking into all facets, other, you know, socially with her girlfriends.
Because it's worked for her.
Yeah. Right, right. So, and then we obviously saw at the end Carol, Heather, and Aviva. So Heather was kind of the peacemaker for Aviva and Carol. We don't have a lot of time, but I'd like to know what you guys thought of Carol's reaction to Aviva and what you thought of Aviva taking the book out, Carol's book.
I liked Aviva pretty much through that whole thing, other than the book. That just pushed it over. I appreciated her wanting to be over it. I appreciated her wanting to go back and just say, you know what? I love and respect you as a writer. I am a fan of your work. Still, you can say, you know, I got a copy of your book. I read it. I'm a fan. But it just looked a little, like, pre-planned when it's like, and here's a copy. And, you know, I see, like, in your face, I read it. I got an early copy. And that was where I was just like, okay, you just undid anything that you did.
Yes.
But I feel like Carol, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like she was so bullheaded. Mm-hmm. Like she's not over it, and, like, she wants to keep this going.
She doesn't want to even be bothered with her. I don't think she wants to keep it. She just wants nothing to do with her. She sees who she thinks she really is, and she's just like, I want nothing to do with that. She didn't even want to go over to Aviva. But, Lindsay, you want to say something.
Lindsay's got something to say. Go.
Because I'm just... I think that whole thing was completely premeditated and pre-planned. The book in the bag, I love your book. It was so good. And just, like, it just seems so forced and so not even real. And she's just doing it for the cameras to get it over and done with. And it was creepy to me. It was literally creepy with pulling the book out right then and there. I was like, oh my gosh. I thought that you were lying about it. And then you pulled the book out and that just, I was like, oh my God, that's just, to me, was weird. I do agree with you. I think Carol was completely stubborn. I mean, just as weird as it was, take it for what it is, let it go.
Yeah.
I don't think that they need to be friends. If Carol doesn't want to be friends with Aviva, I don't care. It doesn't really matter.
I think that's what Aviva was trying to, like, Aviva was over it and was just like, let's just, like, scrap it. We don't have to be friends, but, like, just, let's just scrap it. Like, I'll go back to being a fan. And Carol, like, wouldn't let it happen. It's like, Carol wants this drama to stay around because I mean, Heather was sick of it. That's why Heather even started to be peacemaker in the first place. And so if the person that has stirred the pot and gotten so upset and, you know, ghetto, as I think it was Sonia said, about this particular topic, to be sick of it and ready for it to go away, like, come on, Carol, you got to let it go.
Mm-hmm. All the ladies, it feels like they've all moved on.
Except
bygone's
for Carol.
Been bygone, let's go. But
what did you think about it, ladies?
Me?
Both.
Oh, because you look at me, I'm like, me and myself and I.
all
plural of me. I like Carol because she is very real, and she's someone like, she's a lot like Kristen. So I appreciated that she wasn't willing to fake it just for that scene. I also thought that she's just so over it with Aviva that she's just not even willing to be respectful and listen to what she has to say by whatever she did. It was like, la, 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 whatever she did, just to show her, like, Aviva, I'm over you. Like, nothing you say is going to make a difference. I appreciated that. At the same time, I felt bad because if Aviva is really trying, which I kind of felt like she was a little bit, I have to be honest, I felt like I feel like when you give her a little bit of, if you give her a little extra attention, you show her that you see who she really is, she will come and she will be a good friend to you. She's very loyal. She will stick up for you. If you're her friend, she's going to go, you know, gun home for you. So I really felt like she was trying in this situation. I don't think it means the most to her to be friends with Carol right now, but I just think that she sees that Heather and her have peace and she wants to prove that it's more about her proving that she has good intentions. So I did kind of feel bad for Aviva, but I love Carol for being who she is and for not being fake. So it's just an unfortunate situation.
Yeah. You know? I just wish not being fake was a little more tactful in this scenario. Yeah.
I just think that she's so insulted by everything all the things that Aviva said about her that she's just like, forget it, done, over it, don't want to hear anything you have to say. And with Bill Whitworth, she's like, don't even bring him up. You don't even know who he is. So it's just an unfortunate situation because Aviva does have a heart and she is a good person deep down. But this is not going to work out. And Carol has a big heart too, so this is obviously not going to work out. But I give Heather a lot of credit because it was not easy for Heather to befriend Aviva again and get in the middle and try to mend things. And she did that for
Heather
Carol.
Becomes the mediator, which we're like, wow, only two episodes ago you would not have seen her. Right. She was in there.
Well, she did that for Heather. She doesn't want Heather to have any tension in her life. She knows she's dealing with a lot, so she's a very good friend. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Let's get in some predictions.
Yeah,
how about that?
Let's go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'll leave this to my three beauties tonight. For time constraints.
Steph, do you want to start?
Look, I think a lot's going to... More is going to unfold, in particular with Sonia and Romana. I think that the finance, we're clearly going to get more of an insight what she's dealing with, and it's going to be a pretty hot topic, that one. It just looks like there is a lot...